There's no rebuttal. Ben Meir almost had to seek asylum because the Jewish world rejected him. And Rabbeinu Sadia's strong presence, I mean, no one ever wrote like that. No one ever took on the issue like that. And he was a young man. He was not 30 when this happened. And he took it on head on, because we have another famous trait among Jews and among rabbinic scholars and among diplomats, and that's never to take anything head on, to try and finesse it. Patience, go around the flank. Most of the time in life that works. Most of the time it's advisable. Most problems, if you can outweigh them, change or disappear. It's not what you originally thought it was going to be, at least. But there are certain issues that don't wait. And there are certain issues that, if they are not addressed immediately and firmly, will fester and deteriorate. And here, since he had a time limit of Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, in effect, the Jews were going to vote who was right, who they were going to listen to, by the celebration of what day is Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbeinu Sadia's action and his writings really bludgeoned, that's the only word, bludgeoned Ben Meir into submission. Now, it's hard for us to imagine in our time, because the printed word is so common, and media, etc., words generally have very little import to us. No matter how good an argument I can mount for you on paper, I mean, why should you change your mind because of it? But in the 9th century, words had a tremendous impact. And as I explained to you last time, that was part and parcel of the Arabic culture, was the worship of words, and that arguments were settled that way, and that even in the Middle Ages, really almost till our time, I mean, it's hard for us to imagine, for instance, that Tom Paine's pamphlet on independence would nurture the American Revolution. We cannot think of any book in our time that has so influenced anyone. Probably the last major book in our time that has influenced millions of people has been Mein Kampf by Hitler. But we are not moved by that. Because not only that, whatever was good today, so tomorrow it's forgotten because there's a new book that replaces it. But here you're talking about a situation where the written word carried a tremendous amount of weight. And Rabbeinu Sadia, by sending copies of his pamphlet, again, all over the Jewish world, to make sure that every Jewish community in the diaspora received it, so he gained for himself instant fame. And his arguments were so impressive, and his breadth of knowledge was so impressive, and his language was so telling, that there was no doubt that Rabbeinu Sadia was the leader, or the leading force amongst the scholars of the Jewish people. He came to Bavel to be the Gaon, to be the head of the Jewish community, the religious head. I have told you many times that this two-headed system, where one man was in charge of being the religious head and the other man was in charge of being the temporal head of the community, required both people to be superhuman, because the areas would almost always overlap one way or another. And then the arguments would begin. It's up to me to decide. No, it's up to me to decide. It's in my purview. No, it's in my purview. And that problem now would come to the fore with Rabbeinu Sadia and the Reish Galusa. The Rej Galusa was a man by the name of David Ben Zion.